Good morning.
As Jean said, we're beginning a new teaching series this morning, and we over the last few weeks, as we've looked at church, as we've looked at the topic of being church, and what does that all mean to us? What I want us to think about now is this time of year in the life of the church. I don't know about you, but I always find it a bit of an odd time of year. You know, we know we're heading somewhere and we're not quite there yet. And that place we're heading towards is Easter. And we're kind of a bit in between, aren't we? And it's so tempting to have a teaching series that starts in January and then stops just before Easter so that we can do the whole Palm Sunday, Easter Sunday thing and then go back to what we were doing. I don't like that because it kind of makes me feel like we've trotted along through life and we've then all of a sudden just tripped over Easter and then we've recovered from it and then we've carried on as though we're back to normal. And that's not what I want us to be doing. I want us to be starting to think about Easter now. Start now. And that's why this teaching series has the heading there, Invited by Jesus. What we're going to be thinking about over these coming weeks is being ready, hearing the invitations of Jesus along the way. Not waiting until we get to Easter Sunday and then just celebrating everything in one hit there, but hearing the invitations of Jesus in our lives along the way, step by step, moment by moment. And then being ready then, because we've done that, being ready then to embrace hope and new life that we indeed see in Jesus as our risen Lord and Saviour. We need to hear Jesus inviting us to journey with him, to walk with him, to invite him into our lives, to walk alongside of us in every aspect of our life. And so that's all beginning here for us. We indeed will get to the cross, like I say, and then that will be almost like we're marking a new beginning, a new invitation to stay close, to keep Jesus constantly in sight, and to carry on in that unending relationship with our Lord. So each week as we go through, we're going to have a different phrase which we will add to the words invited by Jesus. So today the words are come, follow me. And as we go through, we will think about the different aspects of faith, different aspects of life, and how Jesus has words of invitation in all of that, that we can respond to, that we can bring ourselves to. Now, we need to commit from the beginning to be open to God, to speak to us through this, to not just hear these words of invitation and then put them to one side and think, well, I'll do something with those another day. But to hear the words of Jesus inviting us to be close to him and be with him and have him in every aspect of our lives and respond there and then. Not to wait, not to keep putting it off, not to keep wondering and questioning and pondering and puzzling, but to respond to Jesus there and then. And so then be ready to embrace him as Lord and Saviour. So let's not rush headlong into all of this. Let's not just hurry up and get on with the sermon, but I want us to pause and use the next song that we're going to sing, a quiet, reflective song. If you want to stand and worship through this song, that's fine. If you want to stay sitting down and sing, then that's fine too. But use the words of this song to help us to prepare our hearts and minds for all that's coming over these coming weeks, starting today and over these coming weeks, that all that's coming through this teaching series. Come with expectation, come with anticipation to Jesus. Expecting and anticipating all the things that he will be able to give to us and enhance our lives with as we worship him. So just as the music begins to play then begin in your own way to seek God renewing and refreshing us, breathing his spirit into our lives. Father, help us to carry those words and to remember, Lord, that in every moment of our lives you want to do what we've just sung, to breathe life into us through your Spirit, Lord. And Father, I pray that nothing will distract us from hearing these words of invitation from Jesus to us. Let nothing distract us, Lord, whether that be an interesting noise from the PA or whatever it might be in our lives, Lord, that would distract us away from Jesus, then, Father, we commit now to saying to you, we will not let anything overcome or anything prevent us Father, from hearing you speak to us through your word, through these words of invitation from Jesus to us, to each of us. So be with us in this, we pray, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.